Hello, Perspectives listeners. What kind of impact do the voices you hear on this show have on your life? Listening to personal stories like these is a free service, but you can help us keep it free for everyone by texting KQED to 90999 now on your mobile phone to donate $5. Message and data rates may apply. Terms at mgive.org/t.
Like most of us here, I think of winter as the true beginning of spring. The world turns vibrant green as storms roll in from the Pacific. My pulse quickens as the earth pops with life, even as the days grow darker. And there's another creature common in my backyard that feels exactly the same way. The western gray squirrel, a most lovely tree rat if there ever was one, is beginning its mating activities right now. Several squirrels thrive in suburban California. The eastern gray squirrel and the fox squirrel are non-native rodents introduced from the eastern U.S. They're especially common in Walnut Creek and Sacramento, among many other cities. We also have the California ground squirrel. As the name indicates, this abundant mammal frequents the ground, especially heavily grazed areas. The cute little Sonoma chipmunk finishes our Bay Area squirrel list. And by the way, the northern flying squirrel, the only nocturnal member of the group, is found north of Sonoma County and in the Sierra Nevada, but not in the Bay Area proper. Santa Rosa was once covered with acres of planted walnut trees. Most are gone, but a few thrive in backyards like mine and provide a consistent diet for vibrant populations of squirrels. Right now, the males are intensely competing for females. I've witnessed some amazing squirrel fights. No actual contact, but much posturing, teeth chattering, and tail flicking. After a gestation of 44 days, the females enter woodpecker holes and give birth to two or three kits. The young are blind for about 5 weeks. The female moves them into a giant stick nest called a dray. In 12 weeks, the young are weaned, and after a year are sexually mature. 6 or 7 years is a long life for this squirrel. I celebrate all the living things flourishing in my yard. The western gray squirrel, first described by Lewis and Clark, is now a threatened species in Washington State, but not here. I never tire of watching these acrobats wiggle across the telephone wires, leap from flimsy tree branch to the roof of my carport as they claim my yard a perfect home to raise their families. This is Michael Ellis with a Perspective.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.